you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
25. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor stations. Gophers pulled off a win against Louisiana Lafayette on a beautiful, amazing fall afternoon here in the Twin Cities. It does not feel like fall. 81 degrees outside is the high. And I just can't believe on Monday it is going to be 84 degrees. I love it. I'm sorry. I love it. I got the air on. It's beautiful. I love it. You know, we've been eating soup. So we're eating soup on hot days. I'm not sure how or why we did that. I guess we thought it was going to get cool, or maybe it got cool one day and we made soup. So we've been eating off that same soup. So we were eating soup and sweating because it was hot outside and we were eating hot soup. So that's why we wind up having to turn the air on. But, you know, I've just enjoyed being in this Twin Cities region. I tell you, y'all have been just so great to me and my family, you know, from being able to connect our legislators with small business owners, being able to keynote events to help families who have autism find services and resources, to being here and having a show on, you know, this historic station. I have just been absolutely blessed since my family and I relocated here. And I don't know what's about to happen. I said that because it's a mess going on. I don't know. This is okay. I'm gonna tell you when I had this feeling before. I had this feeling before when Justin Olsen and Carla Bangum and Mayor Myron called me to City Hall in Cottage Grove. And I was like, oh, Lord, I didn't pay them parking tickets. And so they're calling me up here because they don't want to embarrass me in public and they don't want to get my car towed. And so I went up there and I knew something was going on because they were like, sit right here. I'm like, damn, they're about to make an example out of me. This is not going to be good. And I wind up getting a day. I got the Shaletta Day in the city of Cottage Grove. I think it's like April 12th or something. But anyway, we always party. We have parade, batons, gymnastics. We drink a lot of Grey Duck vodka. It's the bomb. So this was our first year actually celebrating Shaletta Day in Cottage Grove. So what I thought may have been parking tickets wind up being a party, right? And so when Bruce over at the Minnesota Retailers Association said, I want to come on your show and surprise you, I thought maybe I had written a hot check to a vendor or something. or maybe, you know, they got tired of me buying too small clothes and having to bring them back because I didn't reach my goal weight when I go to the retailers. And I have goals, Bruce. So sometimes I'll buy an 8 and I'll hold on to it, but I'm really a 10. And so I do a lot of exchanging of outfits because I have goals, but sometimes I don't reach my goals, Bruce. So I don't know what this is about. If the retailers are upset because I keep bringing back the 8s and getting 10s and don't just get 10s in the first place. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
that cracks me up. I am calling to make an example out of you, though.
Oh, Lord. See, I knew, Josh, you're supposed to be taking care of me. You're supposed to be keeping me from the riffraff, Josh.
I'm out on this one.
Shaletta, it's a blessing for all of us to have you in this area. Thanks for all the work you do. I just wanted to call with a surprise today. At the Retailers Association, once a year, we take a moment and we look around and we think, you know, who's doing some really great stuff in the community and who's involving retailers in that? And we've got an event coming up October 11th we call Retail Rally. I love the alliteration of that event. But Shaletta, if you're free that day, we would love to recognize you with what we have. We have an award. It's called Minnesota's Retail Champions.
Aww.
And it's designed, to recognize and lift up people who are doing great things for retailers and with retailers. And, you know, we see all the great work you're doing. I saw the post you had the other day of all the great work you were doing out at Little Earth in connection with Hy-Vee, you know, just taking good care of people and bringing retailers into that work. And we'd love to honor you and just take a moment to say thank you for the light that you bring in everything you do with our Minnesota Retail Champion Award on October 11th. If you'll accept it, Shaletta, we'd love to do it.
Okay. I have one question. Do I get to make a speech?
Oh, that's a foregone conclusion. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, I'm in. If I could talk, yeah. I'm in. Thank you, absolutely. thank you. Oh, this means so much to me because a lot of times if I'm going out and I'm doing stuff, I'm always clapping for myself. You know, I'm always clapping for me. Yeah. I'm always posting on social media. I'm always embarrassing the media until they come out and do a story about it, you know, because it a lot of times it is, you know, that we're in underserved communities. It is that we're helping kids whose parents live below poverty line. And nobody's going to show up when I'm passing out 100 meals to kids in Little Earth. Now, if we shot 100 people in Little Earth, then everybody would come. Right. But, you know, when you're doing those things like passing out free meals and, you know, you're trying to help families find services or you're doing Thanksgiving baskets you know, you're your own, you know, you're your own network.
You're your own cheerleader,
planning.
Right?
Yeah, I'm my own cheerleader. I'm my own advocate. Yep. So I just really appreciate you all thinking of me. To get this award. Wait a minute. Now I have to ask something because I, you know, since I've been a little girl in school, whenever the teacher, sends a progress report home, they would tell my mother that I don't work well with others. Am I sharing this award? Is this a group award? Is there like six or seven of us getting this award or am I the only one? I need to know, Bruce.
Yeah, there are a few others, but it's all different awards. You know, what we want to do is highlight kind of the work you're doing with retailers. And sometimes I know, Shaletta, you do a great job helping retailers connect with consumers, and that's super important. You know, we all got to make the whole system work for us, but also just the great work you're doing and bringing retailers into that work that you're doing, into that work that you're doing in communities that need an extra helping hand. So it's you are the only one who will receive our Vendor Partner Award of the Year. You are the one and only, but we'll recognize a couple other companies that are doing some other great things.
Okay, but nobody else is receiving the Vendor Partner Award but me.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, it's team and it's champion. You, Shaletta, are the only ones receiving that award. Yep.
All right. And you know, I thank you again so much. You know, we're joking around, but that means so much to me. And I'm going to just tell you why. It's because whenever, you know, we have a sponsor for my podcast network, it, for me, it's not just about getting the money and running their spots and promoting them. But it's also about how can we work together in community?
Right.
How can we get out here and help people? How can we get out here and bless people? And, you know, there's a couple of companies that were like, we just want to give you the money. Just post our stuff on social media. I was like, yeah, but, you know, Christmas is coming up. Back to school is coming up. Can I count on you to, you know, do some backpacks or, you know, do some school supplies? Can I count on you for some toys for kids? And they were like, we don't really do that. And do you know I've had to turn down opportunities to work with people because they didn't see the value of partnering in community. And so the people that I work with that trust me to promote their products, I don't call them sponsors. I don't call them advertisers. I call them partners. You know, when we went to Uvalde after the school shooting, you know, I called my partners at General Mills and Children's Minnesota and, you know, several others, and they donated money to buy books to take down to them kids. I couldn't have done that by myself.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Shaletta, that's just the partnership we want to recognize. You know, you do great things. You bring other people in. You make other people better, including you make retailers better here in Minnesota. And we're super appreciative of that, and we can't wait to give you a high five, a nice award, and say thank you in a proper way.
Oh, well, I'm coming. I'm bringing my whole ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com family. I might even fly my mama up here so she can be a part of it. This is going to be so much fun. Bruce, thank you. You have made my day. I thought I was in trouble for buying two small clothes and returning them, and now I realize I'm getting an award.
Hey, Shaletta, we all have aspirational sizing. We know what that looks like.
That's what it's called. I have a new word now to put on it. It's called aspirational sizing. sizing.
Aspirational
yes.
sizing.
That's
yep.
it.
Yep.
This sounds a lot better than I bought two small clothes. I have
exactly.
aspirational sizing. Well, Bruce, with the Minnesota Retailers Association, thank you and your whole team. You know, one of my prayers, Bruce, honestly, is every day I ask God, when people are going into rooms and closing doors and making decisions, make them think of me. And the fact that y'all thought of me means so much. So I will see y'all on October the 11th, and I'm so excited about this.
Love it. Yeah, bring your friends. Anybody else is welcome to come out as well. Look forward to honoring you and thanking you. And again, Shaletta, thanks for all the great stuff you're doing in our community across Minnesota.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in the show. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great.
All right. Woo, that was fun. Hey, now I get the, what is it? I think he said it's called the Vendor Partner of the Year Award from the Minnesota Retailers Association. That is such a blessing. Oh, I can't wait. Okay, so now I have two things to talk to Steve Thompson about. That and whether or not they're conspiring against Coach Prime. We'll have that next.